As we wrap up our Coach's Corner program here this morning on KCOW, again, Coach's Corner brought to you by Accent Chiropractic and Alliance. And I guess, Coach, you like being 2-1 at this point of the season, obviously. Some more big games coming up, but feel good after the tough loss last week to bounce back. I mean, you know, I'm sure we'd like to see a few more points, a few more things, but at the same time, you'll take the 6-2 win. That's it. It counts as a W no matter what the score is. And we move on now. Looking forward to Holdridge coming in this week.
Right. Yeah. You know, and again, you know, you go back to what I said previously, just finding a way to win, you know, and we've done that now twice. And yeah, I think we took a step forward. I thought our special team play was very good last night. You know, I thought we had very good punt coverage, especially, and we put nice pressure on their punter, which
they muffed a couple of snaps.
Right,
yes.
And the thing is that you know it looks like just a mistake on their part. The part that I know from experience is when a team sees that you come after the punter like we do, and with some success, that puts a lot of pressure on that snapper. And so all week he's heard from the coach, we got to have a perfect snap, and because we on tape they never had any bad snaps, and so. You know, I attribute some of that to our pressure that we put on, and you know, he snapped it up over the punter's head, and then we had good pressure on the punter, and that those plays change field position in a game like that, and he just felt like the whole game, as long as we didn't give them a short field, we were going to be okay, and that was our emphasis all week with our special teams. I'm still not very satisfied with our kick coverage, and we just, you know, we might have to look at some scheme things there, but. Our punt coverage was very good. Our punt protect was very good as well. So, you know, I think we're moving forward.
We look at a Holdridge team coming in now that I know they defeated defeated Gehring, but lost to Scott's Bluff on Friday night. So, but they're a team that's always going to play you very tough. They've always got some good athletes, obviously well coached. You know, same thing that every team we play. But you know, our series with Holdridge has been really good. We've had some good competitive games with
right.
them.
Yeah, it's nice to be back home. You know, we really encourage everybody to come out Friday night at 7. You know, I think we're playing kind of an exciting brand of football that's fun to watch. And Holdridge is going to throw the ball quite a bit. You know, I guess they run the West Coast offense, whatever that means. You know, everybody can kind of label themselves as something. And I know when Bill Callahan went to Nebraska, the World Herald interviewed Holdridge's coach to get his feel on what the West Coast offense would be like. In Nebraska, and so they're going to throw a lot of short passes, and they've got some very good athletes that returned from last year's team. Defensively, they've changed things a lot. In the past, they were a four front, you know, kind of what is known as the Tampa 2, where they have a 4-3 with four down linemen, three linebackers, two corners that come up and press hard, and two high safeties. And to be honest with you, we've had some difficulties with that particular defense. What they do this year is they look like they're running a 3-3 and almost takes on the look of a 5-3 at times, and they're blitzing like crazy. You know, sending 2 and 3 guys, bringing 7, 8 guys every play. And so that, you know, with our young line, that's going to be something that is going to be a challenge. And so the nice part about a team that blitzes a lot, they're going to guess right, but you tell your kids to be patient and they're going to guess wrong. And when they guess wrong, it's going to be a big play because 8 guys are going to be past the ball, and you're going to have a guy out in the free.
All right. Well, once again, it'll be nice to be home actually for the next 2 weeks. So
right.
So that is good. We'll look at a Holdridge team coming in Friday night, 7:00. We'll look forward to the matchup. And again, as we continue to build and improve, and that's what you mentioned in your pregame show, is every week you want to just try to get a little bit better. And now we'll head into week number 4 already. So
right.
Yeah, we're flying right through.
And it is just a process. Mm-hmm. You know, you get kids' experience on the field, just like you said, Cameron Nagaki, who had played safety for us in the past. We moved him to outside linebacker because he really became a big physical kid. He's probably one of the strongest kids on our team, but we moved him back to strong safety. He got some great experience last night, and Clayton Nordeen got some great experience at outside backer. And it's just a process of now evaluating, continuing to work on what your weaknesses are. And you know, as a coaching staff, we have to figure out a way to consistently run the ball. You know, we've just last night, you know, we really got into a situation where we would roll out pass, and that seemed to be our most effective run. You know, and not the fault of anyone. Cody's running very hard, and I know the linemen are giving us great effort. You know, so some of it may be a scheme thing that we need to get some more straight ahead, just some old-fashioned Bulldog football run plays again.
All right.
So we'll work on that, and I know we'll get better.
Coach Travis Hawk with us here this morning on our Coach's Corner program. Thanks for joining us, Coach. We're back again next week. Again, Alliance Holdridge, Friday night, 6 o'clock. We're an early start, 6 o'clock at Bulldog Stadium this coming Friday night. So we hope that you'll join us. And we thank you for joining us here this morning on Coach's Corner. Brought to you by Accent Chiropractic in Alliance. Mike Lessinger for KCOW Sports. Thanks for joining us.